Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm still here at the CIPD conference in Coventry, but everybody's gone. Great. I can't believe it. It's a chance for networking, but everybody's scarpered. But I managed to catch someone at the door, and this gentleman's name is David Heiner. And this man in the speaking world is a bit of a god. David Heiner's from a company called Stretch Development Limited, and he's spent the last 13 years interviewing top achievers on why they've been successful at what they do.
Absolutely.
So, David, over to you. I mean, what have you found out of your 13 years worth of research? What conclusion can you give? Is it the number 9?
Or 42, as Douglas Adams says. Yeah. Now, interestingly, we thought we'd find out lots of deep analytical facts and processes. What we found out was that all they do is think and behave differently to most other people. When most of us do one thing, they'll do one thing plus one, or they'll look at it in a slightly different way or behave in a different way when they're doing it.
Yeah.
So, for example, the biggest thing that's leapt out of the research is how these people set goals and how they achieve their goals. And it contradicts virtually everything that we taught.
In what way?
Well, I'm sure everyone listening to this has either heard a speaker, read a book, watched a film where someone has talked about goal setting.
Yeah.
And they always use two words. They say your goal should be realistic and or achievable.
Yeah.
Realistic and achievable.
Smart.
Smart is the buzz.
Yeah, that's another
phrase,
one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Smart goals.
And yet, if smart goals and realistic and achievable is what makes things really succeed, have a guess how many out of the 139 top achievers I've interviewed, when I've asked them, how do you set goals, have answered by saying, I set realistic and achievable goals.
Mm.
Yeah, it kind of hits home, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I interviewed a guy called Jules Morgan, world powerboat racing champion, world-renowned marine design engineer, top entrepreneur. He said, can you name me one thing of man or womankind's greatest ever achievements that would have been achieved if they'd have set realistic and achievable goals?
Yeah.
And it's just a different way of thinking.
Yeah,
The guy Tim Watts, who runs the largest recruitment and employment company in Europe, and I said, Mr. Watts, how do you set goals? He said, big, fat, hairy goals. I said, excuse me, sorry. I said, big, fat, hairy goals. I said, Mr. Watts, are you aware most people are taught to set realistic and achievable? He said, you mean we're setting people up to be mediocre at best?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right when you put it like that.
Yeah, so massive goals, that's what we teach.
So this is what you do, you actually go around the country talking at events such as this and getting people spurred up to set themselves big, fat, hairy goals and not be average anymore.
Absolutely. We give people what I call the 3 C's. Our mission is not to teach people goal setting. It's what we do is because of our research, both in terms of this is who does this and this is who has used it and look what they've achieved. We've got so much behind the information now. We give people the certainty, confidence and conviction so that they can achieve their goals.
Wow, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Be they students in schools, sales teams or CEOs of major corporations.
Right, I can't believe we're running out of time. We've already hit 3 minutes.
Wow.
So before we go, is there maybe 3 pearls of wisdom that you could share with us?
If there's just 3, let me tell you the big hitters in. Number 1, understand your why for doing it. Understand your purpose. What is your reason? Because if you've got a purpose that is bigger than any fear of failure, you'll be unstoppable.
Right.
Number 2, set massive goal for yourself. You know, double whatever it is you need to do. Sales teams, double your targets. And the last thing...
That's scary.
Oh, only if you're afraid. And if you've got a big enough reason to achieve something... If that purpose is bigger than your fear, you're unstoppable.
Right. No, I'm there. I'm there with you. And what's your third one?
Third one, take action. Procrastination
Make it happen.
Kills it. Absolutely. Do something now. Phone that person. Arrange that meeting. Read that book. Go on that course. Get in touch with that person right now. Take action.
Just make it happen.
Make it happen. Do it.
They're absolutely brilliant, David. What an inspiration.
You are.
Thank you very much. So where can we go and find out more information out about you?
You can get information on the business and what we do at stretchdevelopment.com or on our goal setting in particular at goalsettingaudio.com.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant, David. Thank you very much indeed.
Absolute pleasure.
And maybe we can get you on the Business Hub one day. Would you come on the show for us?
I'd be honoured to.
Brilliant. Okay then, David.
Cheers
Thanks in. Very much. Audio Boo, over and out.